O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 3, verses 14 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's Word as we listen to Press On by Ben Shive and Kristen Getty. The latter co-writer sings with her daughters a song of perseverance, a charge to Christians as they live out God's calling day after day. The music is bright and lively. The melody ascends even higher during the choruses and serves as a cheerful reminder.
Where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, He is here, He is here in our midst. And we will sing together, be renewed by the word. When we part, may we go in His peace. Press on, all you say. Press on till the end. Christ with us, ever with us, until He comes again. Press on, all you saints. Run and run to win. Christ with us, ever with us, until He comes again. Now let the be scattered like the seed on the soil. Day by day, watch it grow in His care. And may you be a shelter as you reach to the lost. Glad in hope, calm in pain, true in prayer. Press on. Press on, all you saints. Press on. For soon it will be morning and the sun will appear. Christ, you brought us this far, brings us home.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is their destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
There's a scene in Pilgrim's Progress, a Christian allegory written by John Bunyan, where the main character, Christian, is on his way to the celestial city. He was pushing on toward the destination, but one day he grew content with his life, so he stopped to take a nap. And in so doing, he lost his summons to the celestial city, essentially his passport to let him in. So he had to go back and get it, and nearly messed up the whole journey. When someone becomes a follower of Jesus, Scripture, as well as Pilgrim's Progress, says that they begin a sort of journey. Jesus uses this imagery of a straight and narrow road that leads to life. The Apostle Paul uses the imagery of running a race, and all throughout his writings, he calls believers to keep going, keep pushing, don't give up. And we need to hear these reminders because, like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, it's easy to stop running. Sometimes we grow content and lose sight of the prize. Sometimes we get distracted with other things. And those things might not just be inherently sinful things, they may even be good things, like our careers or our relationships or entertainment. Good things, but when we make them ultimate things, we start to lose our way. In Philippians 3, Paul shares about how he's pressing on in the race. He's forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. He presses on toward the goal of Christ Jesus, toward the celestial city. And in verse 17, he calls the Philippians to imitate him. Paul teaches that as you are running your race, there is a real value at looking just a little bit ahead of you. Look at those who have been running longer than you. Let them encourage you. Let them be your examples. When we start to get distracted or tired on our journey, look to older brothers and sisters in the faith who can support us. We're not meant to run the race on our own. But also, Paul says not to just look a little bit ahead at other runners, but in verse 20, he tells us to look way ahead at the main goal. Paul tells us that our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform us. Everything sad will become untrue. C.S. Lewis says that some people look at their suffering and think, no future bliss can make up for it. But they don't realize that heaven, once attained, will work backwards and turn all of our agony into glory. When we're tempted to take a nap during the journey, like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, let's heed Paul's words here. Keep pushing on. Keep Christ and his kingdom the main goal. It's all worth it in the end. Let us say, like Paul, not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own. Why? Because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in continual godliness, that through your protection it may be free from all adversities and devoutly serve you in good works to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.